prison death scandal, invest in better inmate and staff conditions. Chris Miller, prison officer and POA union rep. The latest government statistics show yet another record high in prison deaths and violence. In fact, the annual rate of deaths in custody, many of them self-inflicted, has doubled since 2012. It is no coincidence that 2012 was the year that preceded the woeful competition benchmarking program, a cost-cutting exercise that saw a 30% reduction in prison officers nationally. Historically, prison officers have been very skilled at identifying those at risk of self-harm or suicide. This was because officers had the time, resources, and experience when it came to building professional relationships with prisoners. Personal officer schemes, where an officer was the first point of contact for a small number of prisoners, were fit for purpose, and in place up and down the country. However, these schemes were removed under benchmarking. Where a lack of proper resourcing occurs, the majority of establishments, this results in unsafe regimes and a toxic mix of drug and gang-fueled violence. Staffing is not the only contributing factor, of course. Prisons are flooded with men, women, and children who require the treatment and intervention that only a secure hospital can provide. But with very limited beds available in these facilities, they are dumped into the prison system, where prison officers receive no specific training in how to care for them. Prisoners are also, at times, left in cells for 23 hours a day, with no power, or without a flushable toilet, while privatized maintenance providers ensure every nut and bolt is billed to the taxpayer before repairs commence. And their medical needs are left at the mercy of privatized healthcare providers. Some of the system's most violent and vulnerable prisoners are located at HMP Grendon. Grendon suffers very few of the issues mentioned, as it is a highly funded therapeutic community which takes a multidisciplinary approach to tackling violence and self-harm. Staff at Grendon are highly trained, and in sufficient numbers. The government, which seems not to have answers in dealing with the prison crisis, could start by looking there, if it was serious about reducing prison deaths and violence, or enhancing rehabilitation,